About 6 years ago, two individuals in El Paso approached the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department because they had seen something very cool in San Antonio and decided we needed to have some of that. And Chalk the Block was born. And with me is the interim director of the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department, Ben Fife, to preview this wonderful downtown public art festival, which kicks off October the 11th. That's next Friday. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure. Now, interim director, this is new to you. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it actually became official last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean McGlynn, the director of the department, has taken an interim assignment as a deputy city manager. So I am stepping up as the interim director for the department.
Well, I'm just really tickled that you're both still here so you can continue to contribute to all this cool stuff.
Well, thank you for that.
Absolutely. All right. What do you have in store?
Well, Chalk the Block, this is going to be our sixth year. First year with a title sponsor, so we're really excited that GECU has come on board.
Yay,
it really
GECU.
Feels like we've grown up a little with getting a title sponsor this year. This year is going to be the sixth one. Last year we had over 37,000 people come downtown
over three days.
And it feels like 37,000 people.
And it feels like 3 weeks from your end of it.
No, it's great, actually. I think this is a really great event where people who might not ordinarily think of themselves as art fans or people who go to art events, they come to this.
Rearrange that thinking, honey.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what happens. Now, tell us about the kickoff Friday night. What can we expect?
Okay, so Friday night, our first night, we have 12 of our showcase artists starting to chalk. These are artists who get bigger spaces and more elaborate compositions, so they get a little more time than the other artists. They begin chalking at 6. We have interactive art installations from artists from around the country that will also be going on. We have aerialist performances. And one of the most exciting components that just started the last couple of years, our pop-up gallery crawl. These are 9 vacant storefronts that property owners have been very generous with.
9, that's quite a few.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And so they let artists take over their spaces for about a week and a half, transform them, mount exhibitions. This year is actually the first year we've had artists from out of town applying.
Oh, sweet.
Which
so
is
the
great.
Word is out.
Yeah,
Yay.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I said.
Yay.
I was really excited about that. So that all takes place at 10 p.m. There's a great after party at Tricky Falls with some Chuco style oldies. It's kind of a Chuco style block party with some cars out there. And there's also a great exhibition, One Night Only, in Tricky Falls.
So it's
going to be a fun night.
Wow. And that's just Friday night, the 11th, from roughly 6 to 10 p.m.
Right.
Wow. Saturday. Starts up at 10 a.m.
Right. Saturdays are a really heavy day. All of our artists are working. Our artist vendors are in. We also have our food vendors in. And then, of course, the installations are going. The galleries are still open. So altogether, you have about 200 artists in various disciplines taking part on Saturday. So it tends to be our busiest day. It's a lot of fun. You know, there's sort of something for everyone there, including lots of interactive hands-on art activities and fun for families, food. Just a great event.
It's an all-day deal.
It is an all-day deal.
Can you verbally sketch the parameters of the physical area that you cover?
This year is actually a little different for us. You may or may not have noticed that there's a lot going on downtown.
Yes, it's become a little bit of a you can't get there from here zone. So being on foot might be a good thing.
I think UTEP is actually trying to give downtown a run for its money right now.
But we digress. Okay.
We digress. We actually felt really strongly about, you know, keeping the event downtown this year.
So
we've adapted our footprint a little. We're on Franklin Street and Cleveland Square, which is the green space next to the Museum of History and Library.
Yes.
We go down Oregon Street. We take over a few blacktop parking lots, and we're also on the Convention Center cap.
It shifted a little west.
West, yes. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I was just a lucky guess.
No, San Jacinto Plaza is under reconstruction.
Yes,
I wondered
how that was going to work.
So we lost a lot of sidewalk there, so we have shifted
and
over.
And they're lagartoles for now. So.
They'll be back next year. But
Yay.
We've shifted over, but I don't think the public will really notice much difference.
No, as long as the energy keeps drawing you along, you don't care.
Yeah,
just,
absolutely.
Just
That's
keep
the way
after
we felt
it.
About
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Another great thing that happens on Saturday today, thanks to our friends at Fort Bliss FMWR. It's free shuttle service from Fort Bliss for military families.
Oh, excellent.
And so it's really great. A lot of these families, this is the first time they are leaving post, and it's really the best way for them to see downtown.
Sweet. To get a family, just put them on the bus and not worry about the traffic.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Very nice. Anything that can be done for our military is always
awesome. It's always great to get them involved.
And
Fort Bliss is a great partner. We partner with them on a lot. And so it's exciting because it's a really vital part of our community, and we want them to experience this art scene that we have downtown.
Oh, it would be a shame for anybody to miss it. And Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. All of our chalk artists are finished. So you can actually just go and see finished chalk works. Yeah. Our installations are still going. Galleries are still going. Our vendors are still selling art. There's lots of food, lots of games. And
it's a quieter day. I do know that I've been down there on a Sunday, and it's a good day if you aren't into crowds and want to just stroll and check it out. You can do that on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Although last year we were really shocked. We got about 10,000 people on Sunday.
Just a light crowd.
Which is a light crowd for a talk the block. But, you know, it's just amazing how the community has embraced this event. You know, it's only 6 years old. And as you mentioned, this was sort of modeled on an event in San Antonio that is at this point much, much smaller.
I'll be darned. So ours just... It's fertile soil here. Something's going good. Yeah.
You know, actually, it's really due to Sean McGlynn. Sean, actually, he came in his second year, or the second year of the program was his first year.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, why don't we just start adding installations? Why don't we add some things to this and make it just bigger than what it is? It was just sort of the magic bullet for that event. It's just continued to grow and grow each year.
Well, I'm just so tickled with MCAT overall. You all do a fabulous,
fabulous
job, and you have the gift, that magic wand. You touch these events, and because I'm sure there's no work involved yet.
Oh, no,
right.
None at all.
Right. My exhausted guest is interim director of the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department, Ben Fife, previewing this year's, it's the 6th annual Chalk the Block Downtown Public Art Festival, which kicks off next Friday at 6 p.m. For more information, you can go to
chalktheblock.com.
Chalktheblock.com. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Monica.